At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I feel for Cowboys fans. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I feel for Cowboys fans because I know that after the win over Philadelphia, you were convinced that it was different. You were convinced. And then Dallas went to Buffalo and got absolutely punked by the Bills. Bills didn't even have to throw it. Dallas obviously has a run defense problem, but I don't look at the Buffalo Bills as this impenetrable defense. I know the defense is good, but I don't look at them as somebody you can't score on. But my gosh, their defense was great. The Cowboys, again, they are the ultimate front runners. They can beat bad teams like crazy. They're good at home. But I don't think they're going to have any home playoff games. And that's a problem. To me, that's a problem for the Dallas Cowboys. But they looked exactly like we thought they would look on the road against a team that is good, even though they might not make the playoffs. With that said, it's time to have a conversation with my friend Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Cowboys, to borrow from the late Dennis Green, the Cowboys are who we thought they were, and Buffalo did not let them off the hook. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit. I think it's a lot bit about Dallas. I think it's more about the Bills.
Yeah, good team. Good team on the road. Dallas can't beat them.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree with that completely. But Dallas is. I mean, Dallas has been truck sticking people for a while. I think Buffalo's hot right now, and I wouldn't. I don't know if you how you feel about this. These two hot takes, even hot takes.
Let's hear. Let's see. I'll judge.
Josh Allen is going to steal the MVP award, even though he threw for 94 passing yards yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
The Bills, actually, I might have like three or four here. I'm just going to throw out some stuff.
Sure.
You can chortle at your leisure. At your leisure.
I'm going to write them down. Allen MVP. Okay.
The Bills are going to win the AFC East.
Okay. Keep going.
The Bills are the one team outside of San Francisco that no one wants to see in the playoffs. And finally, the Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. Those are ghost taken as a group. That is a ghost pepper. So
I don't know a ton of Bills fans. Are there a bunch of Bills fans in Raleigh? I know my old neighbor Dan. Shout out Dan.
Have you been to Wegmans?
Oh, yeah, I guess there are a bunch of Bills fans.
My gosh.
Why are there so many Bills fans here?
They sold Josh Allen cereal at Wegmans for 2 years.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if it's good. I don't know.
Well, some days it's great, and some days it actually tastes like dog.
It falls out of the bowl a lot. But look, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. That's the thing. I do agree. If they make the playoffs, they are not a team you want to deal with.
They're 70%+ to make the playoffs now, from like 12% 2 weeks ago, because they go out and beat the Chiefs on the road and then beat Dallas at home and beat Dallas convincingly. By the way,
I mean, right.
Whatever it may be, they're at the Chargers in Easton Stick this week. That's on Thursday. Is it Thursday?
They should win that game.
If
you're going to make the playoffs, you can't lose the game, right? You can't.
And then they're home on Christmas Eve against the Patriots. Yeah.
Yeah. They have to win out.
Yeah.
End of discussion. Winning in Miami.
I think they can sneak in with 10-6, but it would be a real dogfight. If they win out, they're winning the division more than likely, I think.
Because Miami's got a very difficult schedule. They have to host Dallas.
I think Miami loses the next two.
You think Miami loses at home to Dallas?
Yeah. Miami had beaten up. This is the ultimate right. Who's the bigger fraud game.
That is true. Let me ask this question. Is Miami good? Yes or no?
Yes, but they're not great.
All right, they're not great. Are they good?
Is
yes.
that convincing?
Right? I mean, they are good. Are they at home against Dallas?
I don't know, because the problem is Miami hasn't beaten a team with a winning record.
Right.
They beat the Broncos early in the season, but the Broncos are bad then. The Broncos now have a winning record. Oh, okay. I think, or the Broncos.
You're right.
The Broncos are now 7-7. Anyway, the point being is the Dolphins have not beaten a team with a winning record.
Right.
The Dolphins don't have a win. The Broncos don't have a winning record either now. So they have not beaten a team with a winning record. They have dominated bad teams. Like, they beat the Jets by 30 at home. They beat the Commanders by 30 on the road. They beat the Jets by 30 or 20, 21 on the road. They snuck by the Raiders, which is interesting. But anytime they played a decent team, they've lost. And then you have Dallas, who just can't win away from home. They lost to the Cardinals. They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Eagles. I mean, they're a dominant team in Dallas and not very good away.
I think we'll see. We'll see. I think the way you framed it is correct. This is the who's really for real here.
It's the
fraud bowl.
Who's really not for real?
Yeah, that's true. I think we'll find out. Look, it is certainly intriguing. Do people believe? Maybe I'm talking to myself here. Do people believe more in the Ravens after going to Jacksonville and beating the Jaguars? It's funny how many people I saw try to throw shade on Lamar Jackson because he didn't have like a dominant passing game. He had almost 300 yards in total offense.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yes, and some of the plays he made to just create some of the completions were amazing.
People like to not like Lamar Jackson. We've talked about this since the offseason when he was being listed as like not a top 10 quarterback or whatever, which is ridiculous. I think he's probably the MVP right now, although, I mean, obviously Brock Purdy, would like a
Can
word.
Can we please just say Christian McCaffrey's the MVP?
Well, but I mean, like, is Christian McCaffrey going to do it without Brock Purdy? And
well, Brock Purdy couldn't do it without him.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of pieces on the 49ers. It's hard to distinguish.
Well, Trent Williams is the MVP.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't think Kevin Clark and I did a draft on his podcast of like last week of like Niners you would take in order, and it's like, I don't know, Trent Williams is one, and then like Nick Bosa is two, and then maybe some more, like maybe Fred Warner. I don't know. I'd say there's a lot of that's why the 49ers, I mean, I'm not sure I need to look what their odds are to win the Super Bowl, but I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to it. Plus 225, I wouldn't be opposed. I mean, like, that's not a bad number per se. Like, they're just the best team in football.
They are. They're the best team in football, I think, by a wide margin. They have everything. Yeah. They check every single box. I think Purdy is very good. I think Cam Newton's ultimately right. He's not a game changer. He doesn't have to be. But I think he operates an offense.
Literally, I had like two things going on my computer at once where I was like talking to, about to come on here, and I was also like wrapping up with Dave Damaschek. That's how poorly scheduled I did today. But Shaq had a good point. He's like, let's get rid of game manager. And we'll stick with the gunplay role, and we'll call them assassins. Because I think that's, like, if you give Brock Purdy's an assassin, that's a good description of what Brock Purdy does.
He's incredibly accurate. He is a...
But, like, game manager is so pejorative, and you hear it, and it thinks... And Cam Newton didn't mean it. I mean, I made this point with Shaq, too. Is like, look, Cam Newton in 2015, he didn't have Trent Williams or Debo Samuel, or Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey wasn't there yet. He had Ted Ginn Jr. Dude, was it D'Angelo still the running back?
D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart. He had Greg Olsen at tight end. He had good players.
He had good players. He had Mike Shula calling the plays where he'd drop back six, seven steps every time. Hope to God someone got open and then take off running if he couldn't hit Greg Olsen. If he didn't have Ginn on a go route or Greg Olsen on a deep out route, he would just take off running and bully through everybody. And, like, to his point, he's not wrong. He's a game changer.
He was right.
He took over that season. Brock Purdy can't do that.
Right.
But Brock Purdy is not a gunslinger. or a game changer, whatever you want to call it, game changer, game manager, gunslinger, assassin. Brock Purdy's operating in the context of this system. And I've been saying this since week one. It's like, this is what Brock Purdy's going to do. He's going to play well inside the confines of the system. He's going to operate the system with a high degree of professionalism and accuracy and intelligence. He's going to make quick, decisions quickly. And he's going to get rid of the ball, and he's throwing the ball deep, and he's averaging 9.9 yards per pass attempt. Like, now, he's awesome.
I love Brock Purdy. My only question is, will they pay him when it comes time to pay him? Because he is not a game changer. I agree. I think they will. I've heard people say that they believe they're going to let him go and just go to the next guy because Kyle Shanahan has proven that he can win with just guys. I think Brock Purdy is better than that. We only have a couple of more minutes here because we have a bunch of things going on today. So let me ask you this.
All the commits to the NC State Wolfpack?
Woo! the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
7-12s. Pack of Wolves. Sorry.
The Buccaneers went to Green Bay and won, which I don't know right now if is a great feat, but the Buccaneers went on the road and won. Cleveland beat Chicago for rallying from, I don't know, two touchdowns down late. Apparently, Joe Flacco is elite again. Which of those two? Well, to me, those seem like similar results to me. These are teams that didn't necessarily come out of nowhere because the Browns have been pretty good all year. I don't know why I put them in the same category, but thumbnail these two wins.
Joe Flacco's elite.
Stop it. That's a hotter take than the Bills. Win Champions League.
Sure. Okay. Look, there's like a knot, and I talked about this on the Pick Six podcast. I won't dive into the full thing, but it's basically like Browns went out and like the Ravens sort of stumble. Like the Ravens lose to the Niners and then lose to the Dolphins. Like there's not a not possible path where the Browns get the one seed. Are you sure you want to play Joe Flacco in January?
Yeah. Yes. 100 times in a row. The Bears and are terrible.
The Browns are good.
I didn't say the Browns weren't good, but the Bears are terrible.
The Bears have been pretty good the last couple weeks.
Right.
And then as far as the Buccaneers and the Packers go, I'm just saying, look, Joe Flacco in 2012 completed less than 60% of his passes, had like 3,500 passing yards, I don't know, 22 touchdowns and like 14 or like 10 picks or something. Very pedestrian numbers. Got to the playoffs, blacked out, had an all-time heater, and won a Super Bowl. I wouldn't want to play Joe Flacco in the months of January.
That was 11 years ago. 11 years ago. No.
You're still doing a great job. You've been here 11 years.
I certainly am not.
You're doing a perfectly adequate job.
Perfectly adequate. Yeah, I mean,
I've been at CBS for 11 years.
I've laid the bar on the ground, Will.
No, I'm sure CBS thinks I've still got the same upside as I did 11 years ago.
I think I had this conversation about Joe Flacco 11 years ago, and I probably didn't believe him then.
On the Buccaneers and Packers, man, the Packers are a wild ride. They still got a decent chance to get into the playoffs because
they got the Panthers.
They got the Panthers on their schedule. Shout out to the Panthers for a win. Woo, yeah, way to go. Desmond Ritter, incredible. I thought Baker Mayfield was awesome in that Packers game.
He threw the
ball all over the place, was slinging it. I think the Buccaneers are the clear favorite. Dave Canales doing a great job with that offense. Yeah, I sort of thought that Todd Bowles would really stifle it up, they feed Rashad White. Yep. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are elite receivers. Baker, when he's protected, plays really well. And it's like they're just so much better than the rest of the NFC teams. I was actually shocked the Saints manhandled the Giants. I know that Tommy DeVito isn't very good, but the Saints are not inspiring
at
all.
He had one great game, and he lives in with his mom, and she does his laundry, and he eats chicken cutlets. So now Tommy Cutlets, with an agent with a hat three sizes too small, becomes this folk hero. But if you look at his games, he's been bad.
If Tommy DeVito played for like the Buccaneers, it'd be like, get this Italian clown out of here.
Look, he's fun. He's a great story. I hope he has a long career as a backup.
Would Tommy DeVito have Would Tommy DeVito have raised his price from 10? If he, let's say he played for the imaginary Raleigh football team in the NFL, would he have raised his price? You see where he raised his price from? If he was signing, if he was signing autographs at Amedeo's, if he was signing autographs at Amedeo's, would he bump it from 10 to 20 grand? And would there be a revolt? Like, I mean, my God, what is
20
stop
grand
tweeting, Darren.
20 grand to sign autographs. That's fantastic. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator. I'll probably talk to you offline, but for the benefit of the show, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I will talk to you on January 2nd. Good.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and talk to you in 2024, man.
Next year, my friend.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.